I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to a very small organization with only two people running operations. It's Keep Lucas County Beautiful, an affiliate of Keep America Beautiful, and we're talking to the executive director.
So my name is Adam Cassie. I'm with Keep Toledo, Lucas County Beautiful, and we're an organization that's been around in the community for about 35 years. There's kind of a few umbrellas that we want to work on. One is improving recycling. The other is reducing litter. And we've pretty much got our hands full with both of those two initiatives.
Adam is fairly new to this organization. He started the position about 2 years ago, although he grew up nearby, graduating with a degree in ecology from Defiance College with a passion to restore the environment. So I guess it's an understatement to say he was a natural fit for Keep Lucas County Beautiful, now working to instill a passion to restore the environment in others, although it might be easier said than done.
Just couldn't quite figure out why people weren't recycling. We know it's important. We've been doing it for a while. It uses less resources than creating new things, and creating new things ends up making a lot of greenhouse gas emissions, which leads to global warming, which is obviously a hot topic right now as well. Once I got into the position, found out that the real question isn't why isn't everybody recycling, it's why isn't everyone recycling correctly.
Adam believes that recycling incorrectly is pretty common as it stems from a place of misinformation. Many citizens don't know what they can and cannot put in the recycling bins, and many people believe recycling is a myth, that everything ends up in the landfill anyways, so why recycle in the first place? Recycling only ends up in a landfill if it's been recycled incorrectly, which means it's contaminated. So what does contaminated mean?
I think part of it goes back to the beginnings of recycling. Right, you know, gone are our organized bins, and in their place is basically a recycling dumpster. And people throw whatever they want in there, and most people think that they're still doing the right thing to save the world. But what we're finding now is there's a lot of contamination, a lot of things that shouldn't be in there. The biggest issues that we see, plastic bags. You know, that's a recyclable item, but not in your curbside recycling or at a county drop-off location. We see a lot of yard waste in our recycling. And this one just confuses me. I mean, I understand that paper is made out of wood, and so are sticks, but sticks are not recyclable. And the amount of sticks and leaves and grass that we see in our recycling bins is monumental. Food waste. You know, I get people that say, I'm not going to recycle my spaghetti jar and my peanut butter jar because they're too hard to clean out. Well, they don't have to be perfect. You don't have to run them through the dishwasher. Rinse them out. If it's got a little smudge of peanut butter on it, that's okay. Unrecyclable plastic, things like kids' toys and hangers and laundry baskets. Just because it's made out of plastic doesn't mean it is recyclable. It's got to have that recycling symbol on it. If you're throwing those other things in there, you're again, just making contamination. Man, that's plastic. I really don't want to send it to the landfill. I wish it's recyclable, but it's not. It really isn't. And the best place for it is reuse it as much as possible and then send it to the garbage.
Another surprising challenge for Keep Lucas County Beautiful has been COVID-19, where the use of plastic non-reusable items have increased.
Again, if you're walking through the grocery store parking lot, you're going to find disposable masks and disposable gloves. Why those things can't get to the trash can, I'm not sure. We're also seeing the issue of a lot more waste being generated. Now that restaurants are opening back up again, they are being encouraged to go to more single-use items. So they're making more garbage, sending more to our landfills. We're seeing households. You know, a lot of people are at home a lot more. So the amount of garbage that people are creating in their households is up 30% in some areas that we've heard, which is a lot. So we are seeing ramifications of COVID throughout both the litter and the waste production issues that we're facing. There's still ways to be sustainable, to make the right decisions, to cut back on your single-use plastics. We don't need all those forks and straws and plastic wrap everywhere. We just need to make sure things are sanitized and clean, just like we would prior to COVID.
For Adam, recycling is an easy way to have a positive effect on the environment, but also to have a positive effect on the city in which you live.
Toledo's a good place to make it all happen. We've got great things happening here. We've got the Toledo Zoo, rated number one in the country. We've got, you know, a growing downtown scene. We've got farmers markets. We've got baseball team that's one of the oldest in the country. So as we grow as a community, I just want to make sure that we are continuing to take care of our communal spaces, our communal resources. You know, it impacts not only the environment, but also a sense of community and housing and tourism. If people are evaluating a place to visit or move to or bring business to, cleanliness is one aspect that they look at. And I think we need to keep a sustainable eye on what we're doing and make decisions that are sustainable so that, again, as we look at the future and future generations, they have a healthy world to grow up in.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.